Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now. Let me know when
you're free. Shiver me timbers, we're back. Jason and Alexis in the morning, right here on My Talk. Everything entertainment, everything Whoopi Goldberg.
What the hell?
I know, Whoopi. I know.
Yeah, here we go again. We're going to find love?
Well, I don't know about that.
Get your act together.
We will, Whoopi.
We're
we
finding
will.
Love. Just
here
saying
we
it.
Go. Here we go. I'm not. Remember, I was positive.
You were.
I haven't been positive about this segment in 7 years. I was positive. I was positive. When was it, Dawn? Tuesday?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It was a disaster.
Oh, can I give a quick update on her, by
yeah.
the way? She
yes.
was very shy, if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
So the very next day, I talked to her, and she, which was yesterday,
yeah.
she said that she it really made her realize how shy she was because she listened back. And
oh.
she actually called somebody on Bumble that day and went out on another date.
Oh,
because she wants good. To force herself to get back into dating. She's not giving up. And then she signed up for a course that's about public speaking and building confidence.
Oh, wow.
So she's okay. doing really well, guys.
Now,
she
see,
already
that's
went
happy.
Out on a date.
Now, see, that's
again.
Happy.
Wow.
See,
take
now that's
action.
Positive. And now the whole day is going to turn around right about now.
Oh, no. Oh, well.
Here we go.
I should have told that story at the end.
You probably should have, Dawn, but that's okay.
Okay.
It's time for Second Chance Romance, where the three of us knuckleheads go looking for love in the back of an alley.
Oh.
Who do we have?
We have Eric, and he is on the phone with us right now.
Hi, Eric.
Hey, girl. Hey. Big fan of the show and station.
Hey.
Hey.
Well, we like hearing that. Eric, thank you for doing this, first and foremost. We know this isn't fun, necessarily. Not everyone wants to be on the radio talking about their dates.
Mm-mm.
So, speaking of your dates, go ahead and tell us your story, my friend.
Okay. So, anyway, we met online, and it was, like, almost instant attraction for me. Like, you know, I don't know, you just get those feelings.
Sure.
She's, like, a little wild, and for mm-hmm. someone like me, that's, like, you know, hate to say it, but I'm kind of boring, but like stable, and her energy was like what I think I need. And
yeah.
so I'm a good listener and cheerleader for people in my life, so I just messaged her right away.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So far this sounds great. This
All
sounds
right.
great.
Yeah. What'd
you guys do?
Yeah. Yeah. So remember, I don't know if you guys remember, but a few weeks ago the weather was just it was fantastic. Remember
yeah.
that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Much different than today, huh?
Yeah, it's awful today.
Yeah.
Awful.
So I thought it was like the weather was perfect, so I thought this was a good time just to ask her to go on a walk at Edgewater Park in Woodbury.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it takes about an hour to go around the lake, and it was just like the setting was just beautiful. It was gorgeous, and we just had a good conversation for the most part.
Cool.
Okay.
Okay,
that's great.
So,
for the most part.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, so did anything weird happen? Or did you guys talk about something weird or something happened weird?
Yeah, this is where I think I pretty much scared. all right, so I usually don't bring up kids on a first date, but it just felt a little different because we were like sharing so much and you just got that connection, that feeling. So anyway, I told her I want to start a family soon and I want this for myself, but I'm getting a lot of pressure from my mom. She's asking all the time about, you know, when's she going to be a grandma? I can't wait to have my grandkids. And when she seemed, Gwen seemed okay, but I said, kind of joking, and we just continued our walk.
Okay.
Okay.
Did she act weird? Did she jump in the lake? I mean, did she... she was fine with it when you brought it up, though, you feel like?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of hard to read. I mean, she just kind of, like, went with it for a second, like, okay, you know. But, I mean, I wanted to take her out to lunch, but she said she was tired and, like, wanted to go home. So I texted her when I got home, and she said, you know, thank you for the fun date. But when I texted her a few days ago to set up a second one, I didn't hear anything back from her.
Oh, okay. Oh.
After asking her for lunch, it was like radio silence.
Yeah. Okay. Pretty much.
Okay.
Well, you know how this works. Dawn told you. We are getting ready to, we have her. We have Gwen on the other line. Now, Eric, just to remind you, Gwen only knows that we're calling about a date. Mm-hmm. She doesn't know that it's necessarily about your date. So you're going to hear everything, but we're going to put you on hold, okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay. Cool. She's heard nothing. Thank you, Eric. Thank you, buddy. Okay. Oh, God. I was feeling sick earlier, and I'm feeling sick again. Okay. I feel like I did in the 6 o'clock hour. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Talk to Gwen.
Ready? Okay.
We're ready.
Yeah.
I guess.
Hi, Gwen. Welcome to the show. You're on the air with Jason and Alexis.
Hello.
Hey, Gwen.
Hi.
Hi.
Gwen, Gwen, thank you for doing this. We know that this is... Yeah. How often are you calling a radio show on a Thursday morning?
I mean, not often, but I mean, I heard about this date or whatever, so I'm a little intrigued.
Okay.
Well, the date... We won't beat around the bush. The date we are talking, we want to ask you about is your date with Eric. Does that ring any bells?
Oh, Eric. Yes, that guy.
Yeah, you went on a walk around the lake with him in Woodbury.
Yeah, it was a really long walk.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Is there a reason? Well, let me just ask you. Was there a reason you didn't call him back? Because we got the impression our spies, and we have them all over the place.
Oh,
our spies have told us that there wasn't any type of second date. Was there a reason?
Yeah. It's just, he has like baby fever. So we were on this walk. And all he kept talking about was, like, his mother's, like, pressuring him with kids and whatnot. And he was talking about how many kids he wanted. And I was just, like, and the names. Oh, my God. It was too much. And I'm just, like, I'm just not into that. I'm not into having that conversation. I'm not into thinking about that right now.
Oh, God.
So it was just a lot. You know, like one day in some years, I'll start a family. But like, I told him, like, we're both in our late 20s. Like, we have plenty of time to have those conversations. But right now, let's just like have fun and like live in the moment. And
yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
To play therapist, mirroring this back, Gwen, what I'm hearing is, this was just a lot, a damn lot for a first date. Am I hearing you right, Gwen?
It was, yes. Okay. It was a whole lot. And
okay. So you probably...
Lot, everything he kept talking about, it literally like made me start thinking about my ex-boyfriend.
Oh.
And so I literally, like, all I could think about was him. And next thing you know it, I called him and we like hung out. So, you know, that's a whole situation that's kind of starting back up. So I didn't reach out back to Eric because it just wasn't working out.
Oh, okay.
We were meshing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. Gwen, we're also going to level with you on something else. We actually have Eric on the other line.
Oh my God. Okay.
Sorry. We really like you, but we did this.
We needed you to answer the phone. So
yeah.
Wow.
We
needed,
yeah.
Okay.
We didn't think you'd answer if we just said, hey, come on our show. Eric, say hi to Gwen.
Hey.
Hi. Wow. I'm sorry. Okay.
All right, so real quick, so you said, did you say after our date you hit up your ex?
Yeah, like, bro, all that talk, like, it just made me think of him, and then, you know, just, I don't know, you reminded me of him, and I just felt inclined to reach out to him, and yeah, that's happening.
Ooh. You're getting back together?
You couldn't tell me this in a text? Like, here I am, I'm thinking this is because it's what I said about my mom, and you just...
I mean, oh, all yeah. right, like, it's not even that serious. Okay, look, first of all, I mean, no response is a response.
Oh!
You know what I mean? I'm just saying, I'm not trying to be rude, and you know what? How about you just need to deal with your mom, like, tell your mom to back off, like, or, you know, don't tell a date on the first date about how your mom's pressuring you, because then that... all of a sudden just put pressure on me and setting up expectations that I can't meet. So
a lot of baby talk, right? On the first date. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm not saying that you didn't have potential, and I'm not saying that we can't go out again. I just needed a breather.
What is your ex-boyfriend going to think about that? If you go out with Eric here?
Well, I think it's just pretty much you just want to have your cake and eat it too with your, you know, high school boyfriend.
Wow, it's not
whatever,
even.
So.
Uh-oh.
So, but I'm okay. But it's all good. Good luck. You know, wish you a wonderful journey in life. And, no, thank you.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Well,
that was like the best.
I'm sorry, Eric.
Oh, all right, Eric. Well, thank you so much,
Eric,
for calling
you.
Us. And there's so many women out there who would your mother accept a child that isn't your biological child? There are a lot of single moms out there. Would you be okay with that?
I don't know. I got to call her. Maybe after this, I'll call and we'll just talk about it. Who knows right now at this point?
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thanks, both of you.
Bye.
Bye,
Gwen.
Sorry.
Bye.
Bye.
Jason. With the baby noises. It made it sound like we're calling from a daycare.
It's
Oh, the pressure.
He's talking a lot about babies. I wanted to make him feel at home on our show.
Oh, man.
He drove her back to her ex. That's
Oh God, I hate this segment.
We have a half price deal.
Do we have a half price deal?
I don't think so.
Okay. Do we?
Okay.
Well, thank God we have to do
so.
A commercial.
I usually put it in the grid. But, okay.
Again, I feel just like I did at the bottom of the 6 o'clock hour.
But you know what I can do is give away. Well, let's wait.
Okay.
We do have Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer tickets coming up in a little bit in the next 30 minutes.
What a damn transition.
Bring your babies.
Bring your babies.
It's great for kids. If you want to hook up with a single mom, you can probably find one at Rudolph.
Yeah.
Bring your babies. We're gonna take a break. When the Jason and Alexis daycare continues, it's the Dirt Alert. Stay with us.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
The biggest pop culture stories and news and entertainment you will find right here. Welcome back. It's time for the Dirt Alert with Dawn. Hello, Dawn.
Hello. If you are into Vans, you're really going to love these. I love Vans, and they have holiday shoes right now.
Ooh.
It's just like,
I got to see
these.
Hey,
they're velvet plaid stack form pack. It's a Christmas cracker, is what it says. And you can get them in red and also like a blue green plaid, which was totally my school uniform.
Oh wow!
Anyway,
like that.
Get that. Fans are getting
would
ready for Christmas.
Would those be acceptable shoes to wear though with your uniform?
Those
or would they make you go home and change?
Oh, you know what? I don't know if they'd let me. No, I think I could wear those because I could wear like crazy socks and stuff.
Oh, okay.
That would totally have matched. Doesn't look like I'm going back to grade school anytime soon though. So they will be available tomorrow on their website.
Ooh.
Yeah. So if you know someone who loves Vans and they have like every pair, you should check that out.
These are special.
Yes, they are.
I do love Vans. They're very comfortable. They can fit my big toe, which is very rare.
Oh, yeah. They're wider in the front.
They
That's
are.
Why I
yes.
like them, because I have duck feet. Exactly. Yeah.
And I had that big O toe. So.
Yeah, that is. It extends your foot size is like two sizes bigger because of the toe, right?
Yeah.
You wear it's, like a 14? I'm not,
well, one size. I wear a 14. I can do a 13, 14. I would be a 12, no joke, if I didn't have that big toe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm.
I still can't wait to see you try the balance beam. I think you would be championship on there.
Because of the stabilization.
He's got great balance with those big-ass toes, man.
Girl, no, I've tried. I've like, what's that when you walk on a string?
Slack.
Slacklining. I tried that in like season two of the show. I was horrible.
Oh,
my big toe is not an advantage, girl.
That line isn't very stable, and it really matters how that slack line is put up. Okay. You know?
I hear you.
Sometimes not, no bueno.
Okay.
Well, maybe we'll do that in the spring. I don't know.
Maybe we'll do a live. Yeah, I'll go out in the yard and
I'll
call
do the
in.
Uneven bars or something.
Perfect.
Don, what are you doing?
Oh my gosh. I'll do a floor routine with some flags. It'll be a lot of rolling around, and it might be too provocative. But that's all I can offer right now.
Gold!
A provocative flag routine.
Yes. Okay, so we were talking about Jennifer Aniston in the 6 o'clock hour. Please download later on the show so you can hear that. She talked openly in Allure in an article about her struggle with trying to get pregnant. And Rebel Wilson is speaking about this as well. She recently shared that she had a baby via surrogate. We learned that this week. Now she's talking about her devastating journey to become a mom. She said all the eggs she harvested had not survived being thawed, so she had no viable embryos. So, quote, so I'd lost a huge amount of weight and been through 3 surgeries at that point and no viable embryos. It was devastating. It was a very emotional time. But she says, you know, having her new baby has been very exciting. My love for her is just overflowing. She's gorgeous and perfect. So, you know, so many people deal with this and they feel like they can't talk about it. You know, Alexis, I know you went through it. Yeah. It is something that you keep private, because I can imagine that if you did let people know outside of your small circle, that would be the constant conversation.
Yeah.
And it is emotional for people. So,
yep.
That's you know, true. You can really just spit. And it is courageous of Jennifer Aniston, I think, to talk about it, since she doesn't have any kids. And now we know she actually wanted kids.
Well, and to also wrap up all those lies that were going around, that's why her and Brad Pitt broke up.
Yeah, because she didn't want kids and he did want a family.
Right.
And then he had an instant family. You know, it just kind of made it look like that was the truth.
Yeah, well, it did.
And people can roll their eyes. Do we really want to hear from celebrities? But stuff like this is good, because when someone like Jennifer Aniston, who does have a platform, who is admired, talks about issues like this, it takes the stigma away and it does make conversations easier. So I know it's easy to roll your eyes and go, oh, who cares? Let's celebrate. No, it matters, because she has a platform and she's popular and people listen to her. So
a lot of us out there. The other thing that she mentioned too, which I completely agree with, if you can, because it is expensive. She said she wished that she froze her eggs earlier or froze her eggs at all.
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yes, yes. Mm. Yeah. Yep. If you know you want to be a mom, you know, it might be something to save for.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. Guillermo del Toro's stop motion musical Pinocchio hits Netflix on December 9th. I feel like we're done. Let's not do Pinocchio anymore. Although he is a genius, and I did watch the trailer. I don't know if you guys have seen the trailer. It's really pretty cute. There's nothing in it that's too overly scary. Pinocchio, Jason's face is like, no, you think Pinocchio itself is scary, because he's just wooden and
Geppetto's creepy. And I am not endorsing drug use. But I would be maybe a little high watching this movie if I were you.
If just, you ever did something like that.
I would cheat and chong it up.
You can plan for that December 9th. And if you want to do it legally, you can now go to Maryland or Missouri.
Oh, your state. Yes,
because on Tuesday, they voted to legalize recreational marijuana.
In Missouri,
wow, which is surprising to me, because it is a very, politically leaning. It doesn't seem like that would happen, But you never know. You never know out there who wants to smoke some weed.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Now there are 21 states. That brings the total number of U.S. states to 21. Three more states, Arkansas, North Dakota, and South Dakota, rejected votes to legalize, but they did have it on the ballot.
There's eventually going to have to be some sort of federal intervention because it's all of these patchwork laws and rules, and it's just, yeah.
This is the problem Missourians will have, is that the Arkansas people will come up from Arkansas to go to Missouri, and we try to keep them down there.
That's the best.
Stay down there.
That's fantastic.
No, that really doesn't work up here, but you know, that's the running joke about people from Arkansas.
We're gonna take a break. Modern Love Prime. Don will talk about that, and I am watching a docuseries on Netflix next.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
Just for the fun of it, just for the heck of it, just for the taste of it, Diet Coke. Just for the style of it, just for the thrill of it, the real cola taste of it, Diet Coke. Just for the joy of it, just for the just for the fun of it, Diet Coke. Just for the look of it, from Coca-Cola, just for the taste of it.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
I really think they need to bring that back. That's a great jingle.
It is fantastic. That's really great.
It's so catchy, and it's one of the best. Coke Is It was good too. We always dance to that one, but. Oh, just for the heck of it, or whatever the hell is it? That is so good.
It really
Coke
you.
People, not cocaine, but Coca-Cola people, bring that back. That's, oh.
It's a full orchestra, and it has so many different, I mean, it's like a masterpiece there.
Yes.
With a full choir. I mean, there were probably 40 studio singers, it sounded like.
And Dawn loves the studio singers, don't you, Dawn?
Yeah. I used to do that from time to time.
Yeah.
Extra money.
It's so good. And they had celebrities doing it. It's from 19, Pop Culture Time Machine. It's from 1984, featuring a cavalcade of stars from that era. Sherry Belafonte, remember her? She was in it. Cheryl Ladd. And then OJ's best friend. Who drove the Bronco? What was his name? He was in it too. I forgot who drove. Yeah, he was in it too. And Bill Cosby was in it.
Collins.
Yeah. Oh, and then Ahmad Rashad was in it too. So a whole bunch of names from 84, 85. Well, think of it. Cosby was, 85. The Cosby Show had just debuted. 84, 85 is when it debuted. So Bill was the be all end all of pop culture at that point. Speaking of TV, what's this Modern Love Prime, Don?
Oh, well, Alexis told me to watch an episode of it, and I did. I put it on the list, and I thought I had forgotten why she wanted me to watch it, and then I was like, oh, okay. It was an episode. They're only 30 minutes long. It's not really my jam to, you know, it's basically New York Times. There's a column. And people had written into it about love, and then they took those stories, and then they fictionalize. Well, they have stars, and they make them into an episode, and so each one is about 30 minutes long. And there was one with Anne Hathaway, and it was really freaking good. It was about a woman
and about love too, Dawn. Wow.
Yeah, you told me to watch this one because. So here's the thing. She is a woman. She wakes up and, you know, she's in this beautiful penthouse. I mean, it must be very expensive. You get it that she is a successful woman. And she's so excited. She looks gorgeous. And she wakes up. She's like, I feel like peaches today. And she's like, peaches. I have to have a fresh peach. And she's like dancing around. She puts on a sparkly top. She's got a gorgeous outfit on and she goes to the grocery store and she's just feeling so romantic about peaches. And you're like, what is up with this chick? Like she is on cloud nine to shop for peaches. Then she meets a guy in the fruit section, and she's like, hey, you're looking for peaches too. And then you are like, wait a minute, this is like, she's skipping through the aisles, and then people in the background start doing dance moves, and it turns into like a musical about what? Her shopping for peaches. Right. And she says everything is glorious, and it's hilarious because it's in like a Brooklyn grocery store. She meets a guy. He's like, wow, you're real spicy. Like, and she just, they basically set a date and he's like, well, can we just go get coffee right now? And she's like, yeah. So they go get coffee and everything is amazing. Like, they feel like they are meant to be together. So he's like, can I take you out on a real date? And she goes, yeah. And he's like, what about Thursday? So then Thursday comes around and she gets home, and then you see something happen to her, and she just sinks into herself and her mood changes. And it's so beautifully directed, and the art, just, it's so artistic the way they show how her mood shifts, and she just kind of like loses all of that mood, and then she just like crawls in bed and is like suddenly depressed. And then it goes through her psychological journey. She goes into work, she's having a great day, but then it's a downward spiral. And then you realize, then she goes on the date, but it's awful. And then you realize, then she says, like, I am bipolar. I've been diagnosed with bipolar disorder, you know, to her boss, because she has a hard time. Like, she's, it just explains being bipolar so well, and how she navigates love and life. And it's 30 minutes, and it's like just such a perfect little mini movie about the struggles of mental health and people that struggle with that. And it's just like such a surprising thing.
Lex, how did you stumble upon this?
Well, this is what's so funny. We were talking because the second season came out last year, and a friend recommended it. I think I watched one episode, and I didn't start. You didn't start at the very beginning then, did you, Dawn?
No. It's one episode, Anne Hathaway. It's the third episode in the first season.
Got it. Okay, because I think I watched the first one about dating in New York City, and she lives in, you know, like a big apartment building, and the guy at the front, they talk a lot, and he doesn't really approve of the guys that she's bringing, and she eventually gets pregnant. And anyway,
I mean, this all will happen in 30 minutes.
Yeah,
it's like a full arc of a story.
And it was kind of a joke, and it's only in the sense that, you know, it's the love, like, oh, let's see what you think of this, but it felt more real than just some of like kind of the rom-com stuff that you don't like.
Exactly.
So I got to check the one that you watched. Good.
Yeah. It was like, wow. Because I think I was describing on the show that I've struggled with deep depression and how it makes me feel that I can't. I'm almost like, before this all happened after I got COVID, by the way. I don't know if there's a link to it, but I went into some pretty deep depression times after that. And so it felt like I could not break out of it. And I was like super, super sad. And, you know, MC helped me through a lot of it. And then I got on some medication. It was like, you know, I am not bipolar, but I did completely relate to the manic, you know, the state of mania, and then the falling into just like, I'm so depressed, you know. So it's such a really cool, like that one in particular really struck me as a very cool episode to watch. So if you want to try it out, it's just the, you know, art direction, everything is just like a little mini movie. It's great.
And there's two seasons now too. There's 8 episodes each.
And these are all based on columns where people wrote in.
Yep.
To New York Times.
Yeah.
Modern Love Prime.
Yeah. On Prime. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. When we come back, I have a docuseries that was recommended to me, as most of them are, by executive producer Jeff. I was unsure of it. I'll tell you how I feel. It's on Netflix. But first, should we give something away?
Yes, let's give away those tickets we've been waiting for.
Ooh.
You know, it's a pair of tickets to see Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the musical at Stages Theater Company in downtown Hopkins. It runs from November 18th to December 27th, and you get to choose when you go to the show. We'll get your information, and then you can take your kid or your little niece or whomever you want. So, or maybe 2 adults, who knows?
Yeah.
All right, 651-641-1071, caller 7.
When we come back, the docuseries on Netflix that you probably should be watching. Next.
Georgia.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
Hawk. A new man's fragrance. Hawk. Exhilarating. Hawk.
Got it.
This has been a Jason and Alexis Classic Commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Welcome back, Hawk.
Did you KO that Hawk?
Yeah, I did. Oh, this man. Portion of Jason and Alexis in the Morning, sponsored by Hawk.